And now for our look at today's business and finance, here's Bridget Glanville.
Thanks, Brendan. After a seven-day slide, the share market closed more than 1% higher after some recovery on Wall Street overnight. Australian fertiliser maker Incitec Pivot gained more than 9% today to close at a record high of $116.43. ABN AMRO raised its rating on Incitec to a buy status from hold on the back of rising fertiliser prices. CSR, Australia's top sugar producer, added 7% to close at $3.05 after Goldman Sachs listed its rating, citing signs of recovery in global sugar prices. Centro Property Group continued to slide today, as it has done most of the week after the company announced a profit downgrade due to the subprime crisis in the United States. Centro's shares fell 15% today to $1.12. Australian energy production growth will be led by liquefied natural gas, with exports of the fuel set to jump by more than 7% a year until 2030. The government's commodity forecaster said LNG output may rise from less than 16 million metric tonnes to 24 million tonnes. As a result, energy stocks were up. Woodside rose 2.4% to $47.11. Beach Petroleum is up 3.5% to $1.49. The big miners were also up today. BHP Billiton jumped 15 cents to $39.65, and Rio Tinto closed 55 cents higher at $128.55. In the banking sector, National Australia Bank closed 3.8% higher and the ANZ jumped 2%. All other major banks were also up, bar the Commonwealth, which fell slightly. In economic news, the Real Estate Institute of Australia survey shows housing affordability has declined by almost 10% over the past year. And the ASX 200 closed 70 points higher at 6,247. Gold is fetching $800 an ounce. Oil is worth $90.8 a barrel. And the Australian dollar is trading at 86.1 US cents.